Beloved, in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, trust that you had a wonderful Lord's Day. Trust that God showered His blessings down upon you, because He has showered each and every one of you, every one of us, with goodness. We're crowned with goodness, beloved. Did you realize that if we're a child of God? David said in Psalms chapter 65, Psalm 65, beginning with verse 10, "Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrow thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessed the spring in thereof. Thou crownest the year with goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side." Oh, today, my beloved, the Lord has crowned your year, if you'll stop and think, with bounty and goodness, and count your blessings. We're coming up on Thanksgiving, and we need to stop and thank God for the bounty and the goodness. In other words, we need to thank Him for the abundant supply for whatever you may need in life, whether it be spiritually, physically, emotionally, or financially. God has set up a system that you can access His blessings. It's a system of seed time and harvest. If you have a need in your life, sow a seed. If you have a financial need, pray and ask the Lord where you should sow your financial seed. The Bible says to give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's God crowning your year with bounty and goodness. Do you need mercy? Sow seeds of mercy. The more you sow, the more you will reap a harvest from God's abundant bounty. Remember, He's already crowned you this year with His goodness. Take a step of faith today and believe God. Believe that God is ready to open the windows of heaven and pour out upon you His abundant blessing. Today and forever, He will be with you all the days of your life. Trust, believe Him. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for supplying all my needs according to your riches and glory. I submit my resources to you today and ask you to show me where I can sow seeds and be a blessing to those around me. I thank you and praise you for this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. May God richly bless you today and every day. And remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Keep looking up, my beloved. Keep looking up, because we have drawn one day closer to the coming of the Lord. And He has promised that He would return. But yet, while in this life, let us sow seeds. Let us sow seeds that we may reap a harvest. Why? Because Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Jesus is Lord.